Okay, time, it's around 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it is still a wonderful, beautiful, humid day out in the Western Cape. And of course, we're having a stunning time. It was a brilliant time today. My name's Wayne McKay, and we will be doing the Western Cape Government Debate Business Confidence Campaign Radio Show. And also, we want to invite all, obviously there's quite a lot of radio stations, community radio stations that's tuning in. We welcome you definitely for tuning in. Also, it is, like I mentioned earlier on, it is an incredible, beautiful day out in the Western Cape. So it's all about a lot of things that's been happening in and around, not just South Africa, and obviously it has a huge effect on us. And of course, our guests in studio will be chatting to them in the next 2 minutes about that, and how we can continue as the Western Cape and doing such stellar work over the past few years and continue with that. The SA Rand weakened, and bonds yielded after Moody Investors Services lowered its forecast for economic growth, raising the risk of the country may lose its last investment level of credit rating in South Africa. The Rand declined to as much as 0.7% to the trade. You know, today's theme is with regards to entrepreneurship, business support. And of course, we're at a point in South Africa where the Rand's not moving much. Growth is very unstable. There isn't much happening. But the Western Cape always leads when it comes to growing. And they've been doing, like I mentioned earlier on, they've been doing incredible work. And this is obviously a time for up-and-coming businesses, entrepreneurs, to obviously tune in if they were interested in starting a business at a point where we are currently finding funding for your business idea, finding support, and of course advice on how to grow your business. So if you're tuned in, I know there's quite a few folks that's tuned in, that's sending me messages. Our guest today in studio is Minister David Meynier. Welcome to the show, sir. Thank you for being here. Great, and of course, you know, Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities, and also Mr. Solly Fury, Head of Department of Economic Development and Tourism. So thank you so much for tuning in, or for just being here, sir. And I know there's quite a few people that's tuned in. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Mr. Meynier. Firstly, can you tell us why entrepreneurs and small business owners are so important to the Western Cape economy?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, you know, business conditions are very tough. That's why we are delighted to join you and to join all the listeners this afternoon to talk about how one would start a business, how one would grow a business, and more particularly, how the Western Cape government can assist you. But at the end of the day, we have the lowest unemployment rate of any province in our country. But despite that, there are too many people, I think especially young people, who do not have jobs or who have given up looking for jobs in the Western Cape. And that's why entrepreneurs and small businesses are so important, because it's the entrepreneurs and the small businesses who actually create the jobs, not government. And they, at the end of the day, are able to employ people and to give people, especially young people, hope in the Western Cape. It's quite simple.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if we've got more employers, we are going to have more employees in the Western Cape.
You found that the past couple of weeks, you obviously know the challenges in South Africa with the looming Eskom load shedding. What are your views on some of the biggest challenges facing entrepreneurs and business owners in the Western Cape?
Well, there are some big challenges, not all of them insurmountable. I mean, I have been out visiting businesses, for example, like Cellulo Technologies, like Tokozani Wines and Phoenix Marine in the last couple of weeks, and listening to them about the kinds of challenges that they are facing. And there are a number of issues that come up across the board. You can imagine that load shedding is a huge constraint on businesses, especially small businesses. In our export markets there, we have some trade agreements that are significant constraints on our exporters. In the digital economy, the lack of skills are constraining businesses in the Western Cape. But the truth is, I've also visited many businesses where there are great things happening, where businesses have found new products, where businesses have found new markets, and where businesses are under pressure, not to close their businesses, but are under so much pressure because they simply cannot keep up with demand. So there's some really good stories to tell in amongst businesses in the Western Cape. But at the end of the day, you know, that is why, because so many businesses are challenged by load shedding, by a lack of skills, and several other challenges. That is why we are so committed to supporting businesses so that they can create more jobs and give hope to people, as I've said, especially young people in the West.
Which is so important, and they are the future. And of course, we've got the fourth industrial revolution with us, and it's already, and in fact, we are the forefront, especially in the Western Cape, doing what we need to do. Mr. Fourie, I mean, you've been in business, I won't say you've been around the mall, but you've been around. And of course, you've had the expertise, you've seen businesses grow, you've seen businesses that you would have thought would have been around for the next 50 years decline, profits going, losing profits, and the world is changing at a rapid pace. Small businesses, you know, there's folks that's maybe taken the package, that's left their company, they want to start a business, they don't know where to start, what the first port of call. What do? They want to start a business, where do I begin? What's the first thing they should consider?
Yeah, of course, when it is a challenge. And I think starting your own small business can be extremely daunting, challenging, very difficult. And yet, even though there are these kind of difficult frustrations that goes along with that, it is probably one of the most rewarding endeavors that anybody could undertake to actually craft and steer your own ship. And make sure that you provide, as Minister said, opportunities for other people to be employed.
Yeah.
So the first question you've got to ask yourself is, why are you wanting to do this? Why do you want to start your own business? Now, of course, there may be many reasons for that, as you've referred to. It could be that you were retrenched and you've got a lump sum money, and now what are you going to do next? And you think maybe it's a good thing to continue in the area where you yourself have been employed and now to start a business in that. I think it is important to know that one of the key thing is you've got to be motivated to drive yourself in order to take on those hard yards. One of the key things that I always say that any endeavor to start a business, to be an entrepreneur, to think of providing for yourself, must take into account that this is a tough road and that it is a difficult thing, but at the end of the day, my motivation is so strong that I can in fact deliver on this, and that my motivation will be that I want to succeed. So a very, very strong thing about where you start is, how strong is your motivation to start? Of course, owning and managing a business also implies that at the startup stage, you are many, many times the only person.
Yeah.
You're going to answer the telephone.
Of course.
You're not going to have somebody to make the tea for you. You're going to make your own tea. You're going to have to do your own marketing oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And so there is a need for you to be able to spread yourself into all aspects and to understand all of that, that it's both the technical work that your business does, but also the administration that you're going to have to do. It also implies that you must have the necessary skills to execute this. And so it's not just that I wake up one morning, I start a business. No, there has to be a motivation. There has to be a knowledge of what I'm going in for. There has to be a determination to continue to succeed. And then there has to be a desire to look for help.
Yeah.
And I think that is where we come in.
Because also, obviously, even if you're starting a business, it's also, it's the niche. Is that niche, is people interested? Is there people interested in the type of business that you will, that you want to start off? Yeah. Also, who do you go to? Who do you get the information from? Yeah. Which is so important. Because sometimes you come from a position, you've been working for a company for 20, 30 years, you receive the package, you move on. And the whole idea to start over where you've only been in a certain position where you've got to do all what you have just mentioned in terms of, you know, doing the marketing, the admin.
Aid you through the important questions you need to ask yourself at the outset. It provides guidance on preparing a business plan. It provides guidance on preparing financing applications for financing. It provides guidance on those key elements of understanding why you're doing this and how you can find support to do that. In fact, our department has a unit completely dedicated to helping small businesses. It's called our Enterprise Development and Supplier Development Unit, and they are very, very keen to help anybody that wants to find out that information. But then again, on the national government websites, there are also things like the Biz Portal, spelled BizPortal. And you find information there as well. But
so everyone can just Google it, do a little pop up. Yeah.
But our Western Cape government website and the department's website is very, very suited to help aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners navigate through that maze of how do I get information.
Yeah.
And I'd like to encourage people to do that.
Oh, lovely stuff. Minister Mainier, surely you regularly get asked about funding opportunities, and that is something that normally lacks any business, because obviously the whole idea is to, you know, how do I budget? How do I keep it going for the next 3 months, 4 months? What kind of help is there? Because I'm sure when it comes to funding, it's obviously broken down into so many factors. Any business owner, you'll get a business owner that will receive funding, and he uses up his funding for a matter of 2 months, 3 months, and he's back to square one again. What opportunities are there in terms of funding for new business, small business?
Well, I think one of the big challenges that we didn't talk about was the challenge of funding, which of course is a big challenge when it comes to small business. I mean, we have a first Thursday every first Thursday of the month, and we often have aspiring entrepreneurs come to us and talk to us about how we can assist with funding. Now, although we don't provide funding directly, what we do though is to work hard with our Department of Enterprise Development. What we do is to work hard to provide entrepreneurs with support to facilitate finance by putting them, for example, in contact with institutions that do support and fund small business. What we also do, we have a very innovative, I think, intervention called the Western Cape Funding Fair, which we host annually. And there what we do is we essentially provide or facilitate face-to-face contact between entrepreneurs and small businesses and also potential funders. And the challenge on the day is obviously to match great ideas with funders against sort of solid business plans.
Okay.
It really is a fantastic event to attend, and certainly last year, if I recall correctly, more than 1,000 entrepreneurs took part in our Western Cape funding fair. And then also finally the Department of Enterprise Development obviously provides all the resources which Solly talked about, the guides, including, of course, the Hitchhiker's Guide to Funding Readiness for SMMEs, which is available on our website. I encourage people to go onto our website and look at the resources that we provide, because we believe that they will be helpful.
Wonderful. The what I do like about this, you mentioned about the funding affair that you do have, and obviously the last Thursday that you normally have. How can the entrepreneurs that's out there, how do they get, do they go onto the website if they would like more information? Because obviously they need date, time, etc., and those type of things. Are they just going to the Western Cape government's website, or how do they get information?
The first is they, I think, would be able to go onto our website, and these products are available for them to scrutinize. They could, of course, approach the department directly, and the contact details are available on the website, or they can come along on the first Thursday of every month, come and chat to me, and we will do everything we can to assist them to get funding and point them
in the right direction.
The right direction.
And it's all about, and like I mentioned earlier on, especially when a when someone's just starting off wanting to, you know, grow his own business, starting off with the business, and he doesn't even have a business plan, and that all that information they will be able to find at either the first Thursday or even at the funding fair, and they will be directed. So it's all about, and in fact, I would assume that it's up to the potential small business owner to actually, you know, come out from wherever they are and walk the mile. Because I'm sure nothing will just come to you. You need to put in that percentage as well. Mr. Fareed, just tell us about, you know, looking at to grow your business, but you need some support and advice to take things to the next level. For example, mentorships or guides, marketing of products, or managing cash flow. Does the Western Cape government have any resources or tools available for them, you know, to assist them? Minister Mayne mentioned now earlier one of the just the guide in terms of for funding, but in terms of marketing, how do you guys assist?
Yeah, Wayne, it's fantastic that last year we launched what I think is probably one of the most exciting tools that we've launched for businesses and small businesses, called the Biz Jump Initiative. Now, okay, the Biz Jump Initiative is a initiative that has a mobile website. We are in the phase of now testing the mobile app as well, so it really becomes totally accessible for people. And this tool enables businesses to find mentorship, find contacts, find networks, conduct a business health check help them focus on the right things. Learn about market developments in their particular sector. You mentioned about the Moody's at the start of the of the program this evening. Businesses need to know that. They need to understand what are the global trends that's happening. They'll be able to promote themselves on a map that enables them to find in their area those mentors and coaches and local events that's going to help their businesses. Yeah. Have access to resource libraries to help them navigate through the myriad of areas of challenges that they may face, and access tools or productivity applications for their business. So it is a digital tool, and we know that we're all moving away from the paper-based systems.
Yeah.
I mean, the documents we've got on our website are really good, thorough documents, and I really would like to encourage people to also look at those.
Yeah, and obviously download them as well, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. But the BizJump program now enables people to use a digital design and a digital tool to help them grow their business and help them navigate through that. We've got over 2,800 users on this already, and we're expecting that more people will join this as it actually gets traction and as the app version is then launched very soon. And again, I'd just like to encourage people to go to the mobile website at BizJump, BizJump.co.za, and they'll find all of the areas where they can navigate that very effectively.
Thank you very much. Minister, any last words in closing?
Well, I think, you know, we realize that business conditions are tough, but we stand by to do everything we can to support entrepreneurs and small businesses in the Western Cape. And at the end of the day, what I want to do is to listen to business, to learn from business, to back business by being responsive to business, so that at the end of the day, we can together continue to grow the economy and create jobs, and to give hope to people who do not have jobs or who have given up looking for jobs in the Western Cape. That is what I want to achieve.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. And Mr. Fourie, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts and just encouraging all, especially all our small business entrepreneurs, people that's just thinking, wanting to go, going to their own. It's very risky, and it's always about it, that big move that an individuals have to take in order to be successful. And thank you so much for coming out and sharing your not just your experience and what you have to offer for the Western Cape and the entrepreneurs. So thank you so much for coming out and sharing with us. And our first Western Cape Government Debate Business Confidence Campaign Radio Show. So thank you so much. It's 29 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it's time for some lovely music. And thank you to the young ladies that you brought with us as well for keeping you on and making sure that you look good.
Thank you.
No problem.